Today is Saturday, the 5th of September, 2026. We thank you for starting your day with us. Our Minute with the Master is from Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Nothing can be changed until it is faced. There are moments when we would rather look away, bury the pain, avoid the truth, procrastinate in taking the first step, or pretend everything is fine. But what we refuse to face, we cannot faithfully overcome. God does not call us to hide from our struggles. He calls us to bring them into his presence. Come now, his scripture says this morning. In other words, face it with me. Facing the truth does not mean facing it alone. It means acknowledging where we are while trusting God to lead us where we need to be. What looks like an ending will become a new beginning. What feels broken will become a testimony. What has held us captive will become the very place where God demonstrates his power. So lift your head and take courage. Face the situation, whatever that looks like this morning. Face the disappointment. Face the fear. Face the mistake, then place it all in the hands of the only one who specializes in making things new. You may not be able to change yesterday, but God can change what tomorrow looks like. Face it with faith. Confront it with courage. Surrender it to God. When you face what is, God can begin transforming what will be. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me. And at this time, I want to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Priscilla, we pray she gives spiritual birth to the destiny God has placed within her. The young man struggling with mental illness. We pray for his mental state to stabilize and for him to be released from the stronghold of negative influences. Those whose hearts are hurting. We pray for disappointed spirits to be made alive and for broken hearts to be healed. Older workers who need jobs. We ask God to bless their job search efforts abundantly. We pray for their job search to be productive and for jobs to be granted that match their skills and experience. We also pray for excellent pay with good benefits. People involved in child custody and domestic disputes. We ask God for divine intervention and for peaceful solutions. Those with broken vehicles. We pray for God to supply their needs for car repairs to be done with perfection and in a timely manner. We also ask for interim transportation to be provided. Those with health issues. We ask God to regulate bodies and keep them normal. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray God stirs within you a renewed passion to live in the moment. We ask him to give you opportunities to speak a life-giving word into the life of someone else today, and for him to keep his hand upon you and your offspring. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. And we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine, and for peace, stability and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you and Brother Wallace be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The Bible declares this morning, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Good morning, Father. Father, we come on this Saturday morning as one body on one accord to thank you, God, for the many blessings that you bestow upon us. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to see a new day. We thank you, God, for giving your word so that we might use it as a roadmap to get through this day. We thank you, God, for reminding us to acknowledge you in everything we confront today. And we thank you for the promise, Father, that you will direct our path. We thank you, God, for the many times that you rescued us from ourselves. We thank you for the many times that you provided for us before we realized we had a need. We thank you, God, for the many times you protected us before we realized we were in danger. And we thank you for the times, God, that you protect our loved ones. You watch out for them. You, Father, rescue them from themselves. And you, Father, continue to place a bubble of protection around each of them. We thank you for giving all of us who have not been performing at our best time. We thank you for giving us time to change. We thank you for forgiving us time and time again, even now, Father, for we have not always been obedient to you. We ask you to forgive us for the times that we chose to go our own way instead of following what you told us to do. We come now turning our attention to the prayer list. We pray, God, that as Priscilla spends quiet time with you, that you will speak to her heart and that you will open doors for her so that she might walk in the way that you would have her to walk and so that she might realize all of the spiritual goals that you have placed on her heart. And not only her, God, but all of those who may be floundering a little right now because they don't know which direction to go in. They don't know what to do about a specific situation. And instead of meeting it head on, God, they're just standing still, procrastinating, trying to get up the courage to move forward. We pray that you will speak to each of them. For all of those who are struggling with mental illness, for those who are struggling with their emotions this morning, for those who are struggling financially, and for those who are struggling in every area of their lives, they may even be struggling with their health this morning. I pray that you will give them a fresh wind of your Holy Spirit, reverse some things in their lives, and make them whole. For those whose heart are hurting this morning because they lost a loved one, because they were disappointed by the words that someone spoke, or because, God, they're just concerned about what the day may bring, I pray that you will place your spirit within them and allow it to become alive. And I pray that you will heal their broken hearts, heal their broken minds, and heal, God, their broken feelings. For all of those who are looking for jobs this morning, I pray that as people take one step to find work, that you, God, will take one invisible step and open doors for them so that they might realize the job that they desire and so that they might be successful, Father, in supporting themselves and their loved ones. For all of those who might be involved in child custody battles, in legal battles, in whatever battle they might be facing this morning. I pray that you will intervene. I pray, God, that you will allow your hand to be seen. And I pray that you will give them the patience that they need, give them the stamina that they need to stand still, and give them the assurance, God, that you are working things out in their favor. For those who might need their car repaired today, for those who might need to purchase a new car, for those, God, who just may need transportation of any kind this morning, I pray that you will open doors for that to happen. For all of those who are experiencing health issues this morning, I ask you, Father, to make bodies whole and to normalize situations so that people might be able to perform at their best without having to worry about what their health or what their minds are saying to them. For everyone on the call this morning, Father, help each of us walk in purpose. Help each of us embrace the divine assignment that you have for us today. Help us not to hesitate, but help us to realize that when we hear your voice, we are to move forward in what you are telling us to do. Help us, God, to speak thoughtful words that build people up versus tearing them down. Help us, God, to think positive thoughts. And help us, Father, most of all, to control our tongue, to control our actions, and to keep you in the forefront of everything that we do. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, God grows the church through our hospitality. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
God grows the church through our hospitality.